It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth a visit. And when the weather is nice, there is nowhere nicer to sit and sip a beer than outside on the decking outside the front of the hotel. It really is well worth a visit. Pop into the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock and let them know that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. Calvin has been in touch with us, and Calvin is a little bit annoyed. And I want you to have a listen to what Calvin has to say. First of all, says Calvin, I don't listen to your podcast. Wouldn't waste my time. Now, interestingly enough, Calvin had our WhatsApp number and was able to send us a WhatsApp, so obviously he listened at some stage. But anyway, he said, I saw a clip online of you two playing down the amount of child abductions in Ireland. You were actually laughing at someone who said immigration is causing an increase in child abduction, probably because you don't want to upset your paymasters by being seen as racist. I can tell you now that Ireland's open border policy is putting children in danger. Just look at that Indian fella this week who was found guilty. You didn't even talk about it because you know you're wrong. There's a word for what you two are, treasonists. And I hope you don't have young kids. And that's from a guy called Calvin. So Calvin is claiming that the immigration regime here in Ireland is putting children directly in harm's way because they are at much increased risk of being abducted by a foreigner. Now, the case that he's referring to is...
Sorry, can I just make a couple of points?
Yeah, you can.
Calvin. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to hear these because allegedly...
He doesn't listen to the podcast, even though he had our number. But
no, and he did send us a clip. So someone put a clip up online of us, I don't even know when it was from, but us talking about abductions and myself and Adrian. But it was mostly me saying it actually in the clip. That, no, I wasn't laughing. I'd never laugh about an abduction or attempted abduction. But... he was saying, we were basically saying that there's no evidence to say that immigration has caused an upsurge in the amount of attempted abductions in Ireland. Because there's no stats to prove that, is there? Now, we do have this story, and let me preface by saying this, and as well, Calvin, if your friends do play this for you, we both have children. And the last thing I want... as a father of three young children that would be at that vulnerable stage, the last thing I want is anybody trying to abduct children. Anybody.
100%.
Regardless of colour, creed, religion, whatever the case may be, nobody wants child or potential child abductors.
Agreed.
In Ireland.
Absolutely. So let me just fill you in on the story that he's referring to. And some of you will have come across this story because it's been shared, as you would expect, on media outlets like Gripped Media. They were all over this story like a rash. A 26-year-old student who pleaded guilty to the attempted abduction of a 5-year-old child in Dublin last year has avoided jail and has been given 2 weeks to leave the country. Visak Rajesh Leela, who lived in South Dublin but originally from India, was given a 3-year suspended sentence at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. Judge Martin Nolan said this was an unusual case, and he concluded that Leela was not a danger to children. Now, the story goes that he was at a party in an apartment block in North Dublin in September of last year, where he had 4 drinks, a whiskey and 3 shots of Jägermeister, and his lawyer said he didn't usually drink much. When he was leaving at 9 o'clock in the evening, he met 2 young children playing outside the apartment block. A Garda told prosecuting counsel Jane McGowan that the brother and sister went inside. Leela then signalled at the younger child, aged 5, to let him in and ran after him. On CCTV footage, he can be seen holding the boy towards the door as the child tried to wrestle free. The footage shows him pushing the boy through the door and outside. And the court heard the boy's very quick thinking older sister ran out and pushed Leela in the back, causing him to fall into bushes. The two children then managed to get back inside and he left the scene. Now, the children's parents immediately notified security and the Gardaí were alerted. The organiser of the party that he had attended phoned him to come back, and Leela returned a short time later. He has since said it was extremely misguided, foolish horseplay. This is what his solicitor said. Foolish horseplay by a drunk man. And Leela had little or no memory of what had happened. He spent 3 months in custody after his arrest, and in court the other day, the judge ordered a 3-year suspended sentence and ordered him out of the country within 2 weeks. So he is on his way, or will be on his way very shortly, back to India, thrown out of the country. All his plans for life in Ireland are gone. He was studying here in Ireland.
And good enough for him. No sympathy.
No sympathy, absolutely, yeah.
I'm a bit confused of the anger now. And people just want to talk about George Martin Nolan. We're not sitting here for an hour talking about George Nolan. We all agree that some of his sentencing is a bit left of centre, to be honest. We're not here to just talk about Judge Nolan. If you have a problem with Judge Nolan, write him a letter or write the judiciary a letter saying that he should have to step down. This isn't about Nolan. This is about the belief that children are more...
A greater risk of... Okay, there's two things to say about this this particular case. The guy himself was most likely, I'm not 100% certain, but I'd be fairly certain, he was in this country on a student visa.
That's what we believe.
Yeah, he was in the country perfectly legally.
So he
was studying in college and obviously had plans for making a life for himself here in Ireland. But he didn't arrive without a passport. He didn't arrive unvetted. He is here, or was here, on a student visa.
So I don't know how you get around that. A lot of people, again, misinformation. People saying he was in an IPAS centre, he was an asylum seeker. That's not true. He was a student. And if you go to any of the colleges in Ireland, you will see a huge amount of foreign students. It's big money for this country to take in foreign students. But people were annoyed that he wasn't sentenced and he was deported. And I'm confused at that, because people, anytime a foreign national commits a crime in Ireland, all the comments on social media normally say, what?
Deport him.
So Nolan has actually done what you all want him to do. He's deporting him out of the country. He'd be gone out of the country. He's no longer our problem. He won't be spending time in prison at the taxpayer's expense. He's leaving the country.
He's literally being fucked out of the country.
Yeah, he's been fucked out of the country, which is good enough for him. He should be fucked out today. I wouldn't even wait the 2 weeks. So I don't get why people are annoyed about that, first of all, because you got what you wanted. Deport. He is being deported.
And then for the people saying, no, he won't be leaving the country, are you serious? Who's going to make sure he leaves? The fact that that is part of his sentence, yes, means it will be followed up on. He will be leaving the country.
Oh, yeah, you can be guaranteed the guards will knock on his door on the day he's...
He'll be taken to the airport if necessary, if he's not gone voluntarily.
Now, to get to the point about whether or not we downplay attempted abductions, and that we laugh when people say that the immigration policy in Ireland has led to more abductions. First of all, this attempted abduction was nothing to do with our immigration policy. This is to do with our third level student scheme that we have in place, where foreigners can come here and pay money to learn in our colleges. That's not going to change. So it's nothing to do with open doors, nothing to do with immigrants, nothing to do with IPAS centres, to the best of my knowledge. Now, last year in Ireland, the number of immigrants entering the state, okay, now this figure is actually quite high. It's whopper high, 149,200. That's a big, big figure. So 149,000...
By the way, that includes Ukrainians.
Yes, it would. 149,200 people entered the state as immigrants. Now, if we're to believe that a high percentage of them are potential child abductors. By the way, everybody's a potential child abductor.
Everybody.
No matter what colour of skin you are. If that were the case, if we were to follow through with Calvin's theory, 149,200 people coming into the country in 1 year every second child would be getting abducted, would they not?
Absolutely.
So if you look at the percentage-wise per capita, the figures don't add up. Now, that's not me taking sides. That's not just me spouting facts. If 149,200 people have come into the country and you are of the belief that the majority of them are coming into the country just to abduct children, our kids will be going missing left, right and centre.
Okay, so the point that this guy Calvin is trying to make is that this case, the case of Vizak Rajesh Leela, originally from India, the point that he's trying to make is this just proves that our open border policies are putting Irish children at risk. Because yes, this guy was found guilty of an attempted abduction of a child and he is being thrown out of the country. He's being told to leave. He's been given 2 weeks to leave. I'm assuming that 2 weeks is to get his affairs in order. He's been living here for quite some time. I'm not quite sure why he was given 2 weeks, but the fact is he has to be out of the country within 2 weeks.
That could have been a legal issue.
Yeah.
I don't know, argued by his defence barristers or whatever, that he has to have time to get his affairs together. I don't know. If I had my way, he'd be gone the first day. But anyway, he's been deported. That's what you all wanted. That's what's happening.
Martin has been in touch on this.
Well, boys, great old subject today. Fair play to you for shedding some light on it. You should be doing it a lot more often. But however, I'll tip my hat to you. Listen, I think the government is an absolute fucking joke in this country. And I think a lot of people, I think most people can see that. Like, they're doing nothing but telling lies to the people and breaking promises and whatnot. Like, but it's a serious issue, lads, with all these people that's coming into the country. Like, we're only a small little country. There's a housing crisis, there's a cost of living crisis, there's every kind of crisis. But yet we're taking these people in by the fucking boatloads. And half of them are illegal. We don't know nothing about them. They could be rapists, they could be murderers, they could be this, that, or the other. But we're bringing them all in. Somebody at the top is making a lot of money, because that's the way I see it. There's someone at the top making a lot of money. But even you take that bloke there that tried to abduct the child, like, fucking, that's happening, lads, every single day of the week. Do you know what I mean? When is the country going to wake up? When is the country going to wake up and realise that we can't keep taking all these people in? We can't afford them. Like, the country is nearly on its knees. Like, is it any wonder where, you know, the word racist gets thrown around and all? But like, when people are angry about it, like, you know, people throw the old racist remarks at them. Like, for like, I couldn't care less, man, whether he's called me racist or you tried to brand me a racist on the show or whatnot. Like, we're taking in way too many of them. Like, the country needs to grow a spine and grow a bit of a backbone. And if there's any of these people that's committing crimes, from petty all the way up to serious crimes, just stick them on an airplane and fuck them back to wherever the fuck they came from and let their own countries deal with them. Why the fuck should we be dealing with them? I'm sick to the fucking teeth of it. Why should we be dealing with these assholes? Do you know, your man that abducted a child there, I wonder, is he one of the millions of nurses or doctors that we import? Another lie the government will tell us. A load of bollocks is what it is. See that lad that went to abduct a child? Stick him on a plane and fuck him back to where the fuck he came from, wherever he came from. 26 me whole as well. He's meant to be 26 years of age. He must have done a 48-hour fucking overtime go on the old paper round there.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, there was some rant a moment ago there from Martin, I have to say.
But again, Martin, I think you missed the part where he was here on a student visa, from what we believe.
And you also missed the part, Martin, that he is actually being thrown out of the country.
No, he has
2 weeks to leave.
So the thing you're getting angry about, Martin, about him being fucked on a plane and sent back to where he came, that is what's happening. So I don't know why you're angry at actually something that is happening. But I don't know how this could have been prevented. And as well, Martin, and I'm not sure, I don't want to misquote you, and I don't want to go back over the whole message again, Martin, because it was a great message. But you said that abductions are happening every day, or did he say attempted abductions are happening every day?
Attempted abductions.
That's just not true, Martin. And that's not me making light of it, okay? But it's just not true. Attempted abductions are not happening. Can we all agree on that?
No, some people won't agree on that.
Well, okay, if you believe, like Martin, that attempted abductions are happening every single day of the year. So that's 365 attempted abductions. Can you please show me the stats and show me the evidence? Thank you.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are we doing on this beautiful sunny day?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. What do you want to say on this? Our children are being put in danger by the immigration policies of Ireland.
That's 100% factual statement.
Oh, why do you believe that?
Adrian, when I was a kid growing up, I was always told by my granny and my mother and all that, give me a thief over a lawyer any day. Would you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Well, we know this government lies to us every fucking day. Now, once you lie once, you won't get the reputation back. When Ben Scanlon asked Simple Simon the other day about the African lad that was known for all the rapes coming into this country, he asked me 3 weeks ago, and what did he say to him? I still haven't looked into it. They don't care about these kind of issues in this country.
But of course they care. Everybody cares, Jonathan.
Where's the action to prove it?
No, but Jonathan, do you honestly...
Other than words, where's the actions to prove it?
Yeah, but do you honestly think anyone wants to see rapists coming into the country? Who in God's name? Simon Harris, yeah, has two young children. He has a wife. Yeah. He has a wife.
Randy Gladstone got into this country with multiple rape convictions under his belt. Still walked into this country, raped a girl, and he was asked about it 3 weeks ago, Jeremy. He said he'd look into it. He was asked again. He didn't. How much does he care?
Okay, let me ask you about this fella, the Indian guy, on a student visa that was found guilty of the attempted abduction.
Should have been deported straight from the court.
He has been deported.
He shouldn't have been 2 weeks. He should have been deported straight from the court.
We don't know the reason behind the delayed deportation. I'm not sure what the reason is.
At this stage, it doesn't really matter, does it? I put it to you like this, right? At this stage now, it's facts. It's feeling over facts now is what it is. It's the way people feel in this country. And as I said to you before, the justice system, and especially that judge in particular, needs a fucking full investigation into him yesterday. The decisions coming out of that man's court are criminal within themselves.
Okay, but again, let me go back to the point that Jeremy was trying to make there.
In this case, I think he did the right thing. I think we've all been crying. I mean, Jonathan, you've been crying. We've all been asking.
I agree with him being charged and I agree with him being deported. I just don't agree with him giving the 2 weeks.
No, I don't know. But again, we don't know
the reason for the 2 weeks.
I don't really care what the reason is. I don't care what it is myself personally. I don't care what the reason is.
No, you should have been deported.
Straight from the court to the airport.
No, you're right. We all agree on that. But again, we weren't in the court that day. We don't know. There could have been a leak.
Jonathan, this particular case proves nothing about the immigration system in this country.
Adrian, all we can do with that, right, is go and look back across Europe, because our government don't keep the stats on these people, but European countries do, and that's all we can go on.
Okay, but this particular guy was, we believe, in this country on a student visa.
I'm not disputing. We want them coming in on a visa. We want them coming in to better themselves through the front door. No argument with that.
Right. So why are we linking his story with illegal immigration into this state?
Because nobody believes what comes out of the state anymore. It doesn't matter what you say. Like there again last Saturday, go back to for a second, the numbers that were given out from RTE about the march, lies and misinformation. And the way they word it is in the light. There was more than 5,000 people. We know that, but they couldn't bring themselves just to be accurate for once.
But I know this is a side issue, but I've seen people on social media, far-right heads, saying that there was 250...
There was 35,000-40,000 people at that march there last Saturday.
Yeah,
They could have at least acknowledged that, but they won't.
Well, we're acknowledging
it. I know you are.
Yeah, I'd say
that. RTE is the arm of the state at this stage. It's a propaganda issue.
Again, to go back to the point of this, this guy Calvin believes that this case of this guy Vesak Rajesh Leela is a symbol or symptom, should I say, of our immigration policies into this state. You just said a moment ago, we don't want to stop student visas. We don't want to stop foreign students coming into the country.
Like I said, we want to know who comes into this country, Adrian. Let them come in and educate themselves. Yeah, and if they wanted to come through the front door with all the paperwork and check and all that, we don't have a problem with that. But we know that he's probably one of thousands that have come in the other way. And like you were saying there, Jeremy, about 148,000 people come into this country. How many of them are women and children? And then narrow it down to just single men that come into this country.
Don't have those stats either.
Exactly, you don't have any of the stats. You have no stats for anything because he won't give them to you. So like I said, it doesn't matter
let me go.
I have to go on right. Let me finish up, please. As I told you two boys months ago, from now on, every conversation in this country is going to revert back to this one issue. Every conversation is going to revert back to it. It's not about the truth anymore. It's about how people feel in this country. And when you look around you and you can see the truth in front of you and you've been told differently with bobbleheads on the telly, it doesn't matter what they're saying anymore because nobody believes them.
Okay, do you...
Because they can't back up anything they say with facts or actions.
So in answer to my question again, just to re-emphasise, you believe that the children of Ireland are in much greater danger because of the immigration policies of this state?
Absolutely, because if one of them is put in more danger, that's an increase to my mind.
But you don't have statistics to back that up. It's a feeling.
Of course we don't, because we don't. Again, like I said, Jerry, yeah, feeling and reported abductions, and we can only go on all that, but the feeling is there now on the ground. Can you not feel it yourself?
But the feeling
is there. Because the feeling is there. But it doesn't matter.
But that's like saying... Hang on, Jonathan. The feeling isn't facts. When I did the Leaving Cert, I felt that I was going to get 9 A's.
What did I say to start this conversation, Jeremy? Would you take a lawyer over a thief or a thief over a lawyer? Because the state are the ones doing the lying. And I was told growing up, we take a thief over a lawyer any day because a lawyer will have you kill them. You can't believe it. You can't believe a word they say. You can't believe a word out of their mouths anymore. And I've been like that for a long time now. But now their actions, I just started to back that up with every decision that's made. It's all words. It's all bluster. And it's all hot air that comes out of their mouth. And like I said there, Simon Harris had 3 weeks to look into that man to give grip to Nancy because he knew Ben Scallon was going to come back to him for a follow because that's what he does. And he didn't bother. Doesn't care. Simple as that at the moment. I have to go now, boys.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Jason.
Afternoon, lads. Good topic. Come here. This just harks back to the wee van man. He just left us alone now and moved on to somebody else because we're an easier target. I mean, in the last 10 years, I think I've only came across 2 Amber Alerts. And Amber Alerts when a child goes missing. Most of them are between families, say, a domestic dispute, a custody dispute. But this is just a new wee van man. New Facebook, everybody's jumping over walls and robbing children. Do you remember that one went around for ages? But yeah, when you rang the guards and asked them, did no reports. But yeah, it was all over Facebook that somebody jumped into the back garden and tried to rob a child, I think it was from Lucan. But yeah, nobody else heard about it. But now we're just an easy target. Just remember, all men are predators and potential kidnappers and paedophiles.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Not too bad, yourselves.
Good, not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, well, I had a bit of a hint and a back and forth with Jeremy on X there the other night. And I just highlighted that Jeremy said that abduction is not even worth talking about, yeah? And I just think that's very irresponsible.
And was that... I'm sorry, John, was that my actual quote that I said that I said it's not worth talking about?
Yes, if you go back onto it, I can actually send it onto your WhatsApp.
No, please.
And Jeremy,
or did I say that the figures are very low? Is that what I said?
Yeah, but at the end, you did say that. But at the end, what did you say as well, Jeremy?
I don't know.
It's so low that it's not even worth talking about.
Well,
and I'm sorry, one abduction is worth talking about, Jeremy. Yeah.
No.
And I think, no, seriously, you have a big profile in Ireland, yeah? And I've been listening to you since I'm a teenager, so you can... Whatever, but I'm saying you have a big profile. To say something like that in the current climate in Ireland, I think it's extremely irresponsible.
No, well, I'm big enough to apologise for that. I even know that I said it, but if I did say it, I do apologise. That's not what was meant by it. And I said that, I don't know if you heard that at the start of this topic. I said, as a father of 3 young children, the last thing I want in this country is anybody, be they Irish, be they Indian, be they Iraqi, whatever, that is going to abduct children. So I do apologise.
Yeah, like every healthy person. Okay, that's fair enough. But I'm just saying, I just wanted to highlight the very fact that you have a big profile in Ireland,
but
let's be honest, right? And you and Adrian, right?
No, but,
you're saying things like that irresponsibly on air, right? I don't know if it's to get like, you know, interest in the podcast or whatever, but if you're going to say things like that, people are going to get pissed off.
No, but
it's going to add to people. It's going to add to people. No, it's going to add to people looking for alternative, holistical ways, avenues, and it just adds to the whole vitriolic climate at the moment in Ireland. You know?
But my issue, John, is that people only a certain. I'm not talking about you, by the way. I'm talking about certain people on social media, especially, will only ever highlight crimes that are committed by people with brown skin. And you know that. I know that. We're not stupid. They amplify stories.
100%.
They amplify. And
I believe that. But can we all agree that that's kind of a minority of a lunatic?
Oh yeah.
And there's many people that have this genuine concerns, and they're put in the basket of absolute fucking a lunatic. It's just not acceptable anymore. You know?
Let's go back to the point that this guy Calvin is making, and again, he's attempting to amplify the story of this Indian guy. And look, what this Indian guy.
Adrian, can I just cut you in there just quickly? Why shouldn't a person amplify an abduction of a child? Why not? I don't understand it. Just because he's brown.
Okay, because when really serious crimes are committed by Irish people, we tend not to jump on it in the same way.
Yeah, there's a truth to that. There's a certain truth to that, okay? But at the same time, we have people that are in our country that we have to deal with. Scum, people that commit crime, yeah? These people are coming into our country. It's an added effect, yeah? And the biggest problem is it's not legal immigration, which every normal person should be for, yeah? It's the fact that the system doesn't work. We have no statistics. We have Judge Nolan letting people off left, right and centre. We have people telling us that this is not happening when it's happening in front of your eyes, yeah? People are getting pissed right off. And then I understand that people are trying to go against, you know, racists. And there is racists out there, like that cop said that walks around in a Nazi suit, whatever his name is. And, there is racists there, yeah? But at the same time, we all have to come to the conclusion as well that we have to control what's coming in and out of our country. I mean, this is just an obvious and normal way of thinking, you know?
Okay, let me ask you then, John. Do you believe that, because this is the point that Calvin is making, do you believe that Irish children are at much greater risk because of the amount of foreigners that have come into this country?
Okay, so since we've had mass uncontrolled immigration, the crime has risen in Ireland, okay? We can't quote any statistics because the statistics don't put the nationality of people into the statistics. That's fair enough, okay? But I don't think that's right, but it is, that's the way it is. But there has been a high increase in criminality, right?
There's also a high increase in the population. The population of Ireland is now at 5 million. We haven't had figures like that since the famine in Ireland.
But I get all that, Jeremy. I get all that and accept that, yeah? But you can't ignore the fact that what you're importing and what we're allowing into the country has to be strictly controlled. And if somebody in England has committed a crime or has some sort of tarnish on his record, he should not be allowed in. And that's just a fact. And we have many ideologues in Ireland. You can call right-wing crazies, yeah, but we have a lot of left-wing crazies in Ireland
that
are just absolutely insane as well. And they're in high positions in Ireland because left-wing extremism seems to be accepted in all levels of the media.
Okay.
If you're paid off or not, like, you know.
Okay, but John, this fella, Vizak Rila, the 26-year-old, attempted abduction of a 5-year-old from a Dublin apartment, yeah? Disgusting thing. He should be on the first...
Absolutely.
He should be on the first plane out of here. But other than introducing something like that movie, Minority Report, where you can tell that someone's going to commit a crime before they commit it. Remember that movie with Tom Cruise? How do you... He came in on a student visa, from what I believe, to study. I think he's doing... what's he studying in Dublin?
Marketing.
It's marketing or something like that, yeah. How in God's name, when he arrives at the airport with a student visa, how in God's name can they determine that at some stage during his stay in Ireland that he will do something as heinous as trying to abduct a child? How can they, like, if they ask him when he flashes his passport at that desk at Dublin Airport in Terminal 2, you can't ask him, by the way, is there a chance, Mr. Student Visa Man, is there a chance that during your stay in Ireland, Mr. Rila, that you will try to abduct a child?
That's a reasonable point, Jeremy, okay? It's a reasonable point, yeah? But at the same time, there's a lot of distrust in the country at the moment, as you can hear all week or every day on your podcast.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of distrust. So maybe stop the people who are actually have a tarnish on their record. Maybe, make sure that that's strictly controlled, that, people don't take every crime as an excuse Do you understand? At the moment, that is not the way it is. And until that's cleaned up, we're all going to have serious issues, you know?
Okay, so...
it's going to get more extreme.
In answer to the question, you do believe that children in Ireland are at an elevated risk because of the amount of foreign nationals in Ireland, do you?
I believe people on the island of Ireland are at a higher risk because the crime has increased. You can say whichever way you want to say it. Population increase, you can say, is it due to uncontrolled immigration, or is it down to the fact that a living crisis, or is it a fact, you know, there's many, many different facets to this argument, yeah? But at the same time, you can't exclude one facet and say, we can't talk about that because maybe I'd be perceived as a racist, you get me?
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to bring in Jess on this. You're on Opinions Matter, Jess. How are you?
How is?
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say on this?
No, like, it's disgraceful. Like, I know we shouldn't really be, like, focusing on it, but 2 weeks, two fucking weeks, get him out now. What's the stop us getting him out now? What fares does he have? He's on a student visa. What fares do you possibly have?
We're not legal experts.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I've no idea.
Yeah, well, it's a classic case of bleeding her and Nolan, and it's a hard blade for all the wrong fucking people.
No, but you don't. You're not a legal expert. I assume you haven't studied law, have you?
I didn't study law,
but I studied law and I don't even understand what was said at the court.
You don't need to have knowledge of the law to say 2 weeks. No, that's too long. That's just fact.
Okay, the fact
should have been gone the moment he was in that courtroom.
We agree with you. He should be on the plane now. We agree with you, but that's not the case for.
By the way, ladies and gents, he may well be on a bloody plane as far as
we don't even know.
He could be gone out of the country already. He was given.
Yeah, I don't believe it till I see it.
He could have been given to. Well, I don't know why he was given the 2 week period to get out of the country, but the fact is, he will be gone. He will be out of this country.
No, he won't. It's voluntary.
It's not. It's a court-imposed order to get him out of the country.
How many times have we heard about these deportation orders and they don't go fucking anywhere?
I don't know whether his passport has been held and he will be escorted to the airport. I can't answer any of that. However, the court has ordered that he leave the state and he hopefully will be gone within 2 weeks.
That's just saying hopefully. Shouldn't be any hopefully about it.
Okay, let me go back to the point of this conversation, and that is the belief that Irish children are at a greater risk because of the amount of immigrants we have in this country. Do you feel that way?
It's not just children. It's men, women and children. You have so many people coming in at once, albeit different ways, whether it's legal, like this fellow was with the student visa, or illegal. There's just too many coming in. Like, how many more times do things have to happen? The fact that this was even highlighted is actually a miracle. I'm surprised it was even mentioned.
Why? He was in court. Obviously, it's going to be mentioned.
Yeah, well, with the way RTE and all the other medias are, I'm very surprised. I thought they would have been afraid to be looking like racists if they brought it up.
Every single media outlet covered this court case. It has been absolutely everywhere.
I thought they would be worried about looking like racists, even bringing it up.
Well, no, they're reporting on a factual court case. Like, there's no big deal here. That's fairly standard practice. They've reported in great detail about the court case.
But if this wasn't brought up on media and it was brought up on X or Facebook or whatever, everyone would be like, oh, it didn't happen.
But it did. And we have the proof. Every media outlet in the country has covered the story of this guy, Leela, who will be leaving the jurisdiction.
I'm surprised by that because I thought they would be worried about their reputation.
What reputation? What reputation?
This is the belief by people like Jessica that the MSN, the mainstream media, is not covering cases like this. They don't want to highlight any negatives.
So hang on, Jess. You think that so-called lefties, want child abductors left in the country? Do you honestly think there's anybody?
They want every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Jess, you honestly think that there's anyone listening to this podcast right now that wants child abductors left in the country? Honestly.
Not if they have their heads screwed on right now.
But you'd want to be nuts to think that. Nuts.
You will talk to the far left, like our pal Anto. Talk to him.
Sorry.
He'd be all for it. I'm telling you.
Are you talking
that's
about Anto on this show? You think, well, he's actually, because I've just been told him a year by Amanda that he wants to come on, and I'll put that question to him. Do you honestly think that if we ask Anthony, what should...
Do you want child abductors in this country?
This particular individual, do you want this man kept in Dublin? You think he's going to say yes?
I wouldn't put it past him.
No, he's not going to say yes. Well, nobody in their right mind is going to say yes.
Yeah, well, if you talk to the absolute lunatic, they would tell you.
And what's a lefty, by the way? What is a lefty?
People like your man Paul Murphy and all, who want every Tom and Harry coming in, they're standing there at the protest and look like fucking witches.
Okay, but anyway, the point is, Jess, this story was covered by every news media outlet in the entire country. Absolutely every one of them.
So there's no... And
this should be a sign that the immigration crisis is out of control, the drug system is out of control, but what are they going to do? Sweet fuck all.
Well, I don't know if you watched the news yesterday. They did, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, said that by early next year... And I know people are getting mad saying, why does it take that long? It takes that long to change legislation. You can't change laws just at the drop of a hat or at the click of a finger. Well,
his predecessor went around with a Garda escort saying the city is safe. So I don't believe anything that he's going to say.
Anyway, he's given a commitment.
That by early next year that there will be a complete overhaul of the border system in Ireland, the immigration system. Because the government aren't stupid. And the government don't want right wing...
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
are you sure about that they're not stupid? Well, they're housing there.
They make stupid decisions. Jess, you say stupid things on the show sometimes. So do I, so does Aidan. We all say stupid things. But the bottom line is, they're not stupid when it comes to votes. And they know that if they don't, the biggest issue in Ireland at the moment isn't housing. It's not homelessness now. It's immigration. That's the biggest issue. And they would have seen those numbers at the weekend, those huge numbers in Dublin. They don't want to lose votes to right-wing lunatics. Okay?
Graz has been in touch with us.
Howdy, howdy. How are you guys? So, yeah, I think we should be afraid, basically, in a sense, for our children. Our children should be afraid, in a sense. Like, we have God knows how many undocumented men coming into the country that we know nothing about. We don't know anything about their history, about what they've done, any crimes they've committed. We could be having all these rapists and everything coming into the country that we don't know about. Your man, that's grand, saying he could be on the plane now. So what's to stop him getting back and then coming back into the country under a different alias or under no alias at all, getting rid of his documents? There needs to be stricter laws coming into this, because it's a joke at this stage. I could walk down the road and spot hundreds of people that might be a rapist, might be this. And yes, I'm saying might be, because we don't know, but isn't that the problem? Do you know? Well, I'm going for a meeting now. Cheers.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Joey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joey?
What's going on, Adrian? You good?
Not a bother, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
So, one thing Jeremy just said there, that the government can't change legislation at the drop of a hat. Yes, they can, because they've done it during COVID. Right? So they can change what they want.
Which, in fairness, he's right, Jeremy. They actually did. They brought in emergency legislation very quickly during COVID.
Yeah, and they did. That was an emergency. That's not permanent.
But this is an emergency. As well. Okay, then. But it's just a temporary thing.
Yeah, but hang on, Joey, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I don't know. Well, but I assume there's a difference between emergency temporary legislation and legislation that's going to be put in place indefinitely. I don't know.
If that's the case, why can't we have an emergency temporary adjustment? Yeah, like you just said there, it's only temporary. Let's have it for 12 months or 6 months only, and then we can rectify it correctly, legally, in 12 months' time. But let's do an emergency fix now. As you just said, that you can do, and it's only a short period. So do 6 months, 12 months, it's only a short period that.
Let me ask you the question then that I've been asking other callers, Joey. Do you believe a case like this case of Vizak Lila, who is being thrown out of the country for...
He's not being thrown out.
He is being thrown out, yeah?
No, yeah. he's been given 2 weeks to leave.
Yeah,
he's so been... let's see in 2 weeks time if he leaves, and let's see in 2 weeks who covers that story.
Sorry, if he doesn't leave, I've absolutely no doubt this will be followed up on because it's been made public that he's been given 2 weeks to leave because his identity has been revealed publicly. We know what he looks like. We know his name. That guy will be gone out of the country within 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see that and see what happens in 2 weeks, and we see who covers the story as well.
Yeah, well, we will, absolutely.
Saying about people coming into the country that we don't know who they are and overstaying the welcome and that. What about your man from Stony Batter there a couple of months ago? Didn't he overstay his welcome? Wasn't he meant to be in thrown out already? And he went and stabbed people on the street?
Yeah.
On doorstep.
Joey, we all agree that there's a problem with immigration. By the way, I'm not being smart, by the way, Joey. Did you outstay your welcome? And I'll just a genuine question.
Not because I'm a UK citizen and UK and Ireland have a joint...
That's not me asking, by the way. Anytime you're on talking about immigration, people always message say, sure, he's a Brit. What's he doing here?
So if I'm a Brit, right, and I can see what's going wrong, don't you think you should be fucking up in your own ass and see what's going on yourself?
Do you believe that children in Ireland are at much greater risk because of the amount of foreign nationals in this country?
Yes.
And have you stats to back that up, or is it just a feeling? That's not.
Have I got stats to back up? Yeah. Do you want to look at England? Do you want to look at Sweden?
No. Do you want to look at
the kids that they've abductions that have been happening already?
No.
Do you want to look at the sexual offences that have been happening already?
I want to look at their country. I don't care about other countries. I want to look at their country.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not being smart, Joey. I just want to know: is that a feeling that you have, or do you have statistics to back that up? Considering the fact that when you commit a crime in Ireland, your nationalities are not recorded generally.
Generally, no. But if you go into the courts, you'll find them all out yourself.
So, have you stats? Have you been in the courts? Do you have figures for us?
I did have a driving ticket there a couple of months ago. I was in the courts with the driving offences. But yeah, that's what I've seen there. Loads of Romanians, loads of non-nationals in there for various crimes.
Okay, so you believe that our children are at greater risk. Stay there for a second, because Anthony, what's your opinion on this particular case being used to highlight the increased danger our children are at the hands of foreigners in Ireland?
First of all, I want to respond to what Jess was saying earlier. Saying she's making claims about me that I say this man shouldn't be deported. He should be deported right fucking now after what he did. And do all these people commenting, do they forget about the Irish scum who have tried to harm children in the past? Do they forget about the likes of some sickos like Danny Ward, for example? It's like people seem to have short-term memory. People need to stop focusing on foreigners and stop listening to the outright lies and misinformation by the far right who paint this narrative that child abductions are happening constantly. It's only because of foreigners that they forget about the Irish scum. And I am sick and tired of all these people hating on the comments. We had an election in November. An election. If people hate the government so much, that was their chance to make their opinions known at the polling stations and vote them out. So people should stop fucking moaning about the government. And about this damn judge, if people keep hating on this judge, just do something about it. Just demand he be fucking sacked. It just sounds like he honestly should be.
There you go.
Can I jump in there?
You can, Joey. Go on.
So you're saying about the government should be voted out. The government was voted out in the last election. There was like 12th and 14th and 15th and 16th counts that got them back in. So
Joey, that's the way our election system works. So the fact of the matter is, Joey, the fact of the matter is, the way our system works with proportional representation, that's the way it works. Votes get passed down the line, and at the end of the whole process, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil had enough seats in our parliament to be able to cobble together a government, which is what they did.
Okay, so then your voting system is flawed. You can't use that voting system. It's flawed because nobody voted for them people.
Nobody voted I don't know what.
Didn't they because of loads of votes went to all the right wings and stuff like that as well. The Gavin Patrick, the Stephen Malcolm. He was also up there as well for last year.
Okay. Yeah, you clearly don't.
Bradley.
You clearly don't understand how our election system works. And by the way, it's an awful lot fairer of a system than the UK system, the first past the post system. It is. It absolutely is. It's much fairer.
Anyway. How was it fair if I voted somebody else and he took my vote and gave it to Fianna Fáil? How was that fair?
That's proportional representation, Joey. That's how it works.
But I didn't vote for Fianna Fáil, but they took my vote to them.
Anthony, when you hear people highlighting a case like this by way of proving that we have a major problem with foreigners committing crime in Ireland, what do you say?
We don't have a problem with foreign men causing problems. It's exaggerated by the racist far-right element. This case, while it happened, this scumbag should be deported immediately. It is not a alarm bell that it's the majority of foreign men doing it. People seem to forget about the Irish scumbags that had gone after kids and harmed them for years. All right, people seem to forget that. It's like people have short-term memory. And about what Joy was saying there about the election, all right? The system we have to vote people in is fair. It's a lot better than other countries. If people like Joey or that fool Gaz, who a few days ago trying to claim the election was rigged, if people like them don't like our government, they hate our country, they hate our voting process, then here's what they can do. Get the fuck out of Ireland and go to fucking Russia. That's what they can do. See how they like things over there.
Thank you very much indeed. Let me bring in John on this.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Yeah, great show as usual. I'll give you my 2 pence word here. Of course there's a mournable list to children and men and women of this country. You know, you've seen all the lunatic down that lawn there, brandishing knives there, you know, or the motorists there. You know, look, nobody needs this. We have our own to deal with, as one said earlier on. And then we're importing these guys into the country. You know, they don't know law. They don't have any law from some of their countries. You know, there is no law. And you're bringing them here, or they're being brought in here. It's absolutely fucking crazy, guys. And something needs to be done, and something has to be done very, very fast. Because I've got a feeling something is going to fucking happen, something serious. And I don't want to see what happened in Parnell Street. And I don't want to see, she just went for a run. I really don't. Because that was one too fucking many for me, to be honest.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note.
I know you probably won't play this, Adrian, but what about Stephen Bedford? You claim that you want to know about how the lefties are the so-called lefties, or is there a lefty? If you were there and you saw the counter-protest that happened, every single one of them had hate and rage in them, yeah? Sticking their fingers up at people, spitting at people, calling them names, belittling people because of their look and whatever else. And the crowd of 50,000 plus walked on by and no attacks and nothing said. Yeah, some people gave their own opinion back to them, but nobody had anger in their heart that day. They had the love for Ireland. But obviously you won't play this in any way because that'd go against what you are trying to do, to fearmonger people to go to protests, to go against the government. Stephen Bedford again. Have a look. Check him out on the internet. And that's all I have to really say.
Okay,
I hope this gets out on the channel.
Yeah, it got out on the channel, Aaron, and your belief at the very start that we're not going to play it because it doesn't fit into our agenda, you just heard it. You just heard your own voice note.
I don't care why people always think that we only let one side in this podcast. If you've actually listened to this podcast over the last 4 years, the basis on this podcast is people arguing with each other. So if everybody was to agree, it'd be a
we'd have no show. And then finally, two washed up that's Jesus all yous are. Christ. Wait till the day your families are affected. Then you won't be up on your high horses. Sure, yous are paid to push narratives. I say you lads are in Judge Nolan's circle.
Now, I did say on a previous podcast that I go away on holidays with judges and barristers, so maybe
you were actually joking.
I was actually joking. Was there any need for the C-bomb?
It's in it. Oh. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next one. No, there we go.
It actually gives me a little tingle in my tummy. A tingle in my tummy when I think that people actually believe that we're on some sort of government payroll. I wish. If you saw the shack I live in and the shack that Adrian lives in.
I wish somebody was sending us money every month.
I can tell you now. That moron won't even hear this. But can you explain to him that this is a... just explain to him the politics of this podcast.
There is none.
No, the business. Who's the boss? Who's the paymaster? Who's pulling your ropes?
Well, I write all the checks.
Sorry, checks?
Yeah, I write all the checks.
The man's a fool. Let me.
I have to go. Good luck. See you tomorrow. Bye. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.